Kalim chapter 12, Mishnah 3. Kisei teni shel matekes shel baalei batim. The metal cover of a hamper, large basket for storage of a householder. The metal cover, if it's a slightly concave, brings the carti. It is, right, it's slightly concave and it covered it. Rabban Gamliel matama, he says it's tama v'chachomim matarin. But the rabbis say it is, it's not susceptible to impurity. Why? So Rabban Gamliel says, it's got a slightly concave shape, so it can be used as a receptacle, and therefore it's considered able to accept impurity. But the Chomim say, no, it's not normally used as a container, and therefore you discard the fact that it's concave, and it's not susceptible to impurity. V'shel refuim, but one of a doctor, tmeah. So that is susceptible to impurity. And he says over here, because these were used by the physicians, they used to lay out their medicine in the cover. So we'd obviously like take the cover off and lay out the medicines in the cover. So that was always used as a utensil, and therefore they both agree that it is susceptible to impurity. Hadele sheba migdal shel baalei batim tohera. So the door of a wooden wall cabinet, explains the cart, it was a large closet with the latticed walls. The walls were wooden, right? And it had a metal door in front of it, and the cabinet was used to store food. So it's impure. The door is pure. The door of it is pure because the door is merely an auxiliary of the cabinet, and the cabinet's not susceptible to impurity. So therefore, the door is not susceptible to impurity. The shel refoim, but of doctors, tmei, it is susceptible to impurity because there, he brings the doctors, would use the door as a utensil in and of its own right. For example, it'd store bandages there, scissors there, etc. It was more of a utensil for doctors. Hayituchin tmein. Next case, portable tongs, which he brings, are used to handle a pot containing molten silver, are impure, and the reason being because they are a flat metal utensil with an identifiable name. Proper utensil, and therefore susceptible to impurity. Vaprachin toherin. But if they fix tongs, they fix to the wall, so now they're not going to be susceptible to impurity. Why? Because they're fixed to the wall. The wall is attached to the ground, and any metal utensil attached to the ground is not susceptible to impurity. And last, two more cases. Akrav beis habad tmeah. The bit, which he says is a hook resembling the bit on a horse's bridle, and it's attached to the main beam of an olive press, is impure because it was considered an independent utensil, and therefore it was susceptible to impurity. V'unkeli sheba katzlaim, but the hook that is on the wall, which serves a similar purpose, so that we know is tohera. Why? Because it's attached to the wall, which is attached to the ground, and any metal utensil attached to the ground is not susceptible to impurity.